Hi, it is Claire Minahan from Griffith University, and I was your lead educator for week one of the Major Sport Events MOOC. It has been terrific to engage with such a diverse group of individuals and have your contributions shared over the past week. Earlier this week, you heard how Griffith University's partnership with the Gold Coast 2018 Commonwealth Games provides a unique opportunity for university students and staff to engage with the local community, as well as provide an opportunity to further our knowledge about major sports events by conducting research. It was interesting to hear about similar partnerships between government and sporting organisations locally and internationally, whereby the partnership is built on the premise that it will encourage and increase participation in sport, but often there are additional social and economic benefits, such as attracting major sports events. Verna Myers, perhaps this is a name you won't forget, or perhaps you will remember her powerful words. Diversity is being invited to the party. Inclusion is being asked to dance. I enjoyed reading about the examples of diversity and inclusion you presented, and in particular the examples provided outside the sporting arena, like the autistic child in the classroom being present, assisted, and encouraged. I really hope you enjoy watching the Parasport competition at the Gold Coast 2018 Commonwealth Games and in future sports events. Knowing that there are three main impairment types, physical, vision, and intellectual, as well as having the basic understanding of the levels of classification, is important to fully appreciate parasport competition. Thank you for the positive feedback on this step of the MOOC. It was great to see a few of you had a go at being a sports scientist and analyse Monique's race. Lap 6 was Monique's slowest, and her turn at the wall contributed to the slow lap time. So what does help an athlete reach a major sport event? Is it expert coaching, sports science or technology? Or is it the organisational partnership, sponsorship and sports management to support athletes that makes the difference? It is easy to forget sometimes that elite athletes can train up to 40 hours per week, which certainly makes their commitment and their families perhaps the most important factor. Thank you for engaging in week one of the Major Sports Event MOOC. I look forward to hearing from you and your contributions in week two.